At a virtual meeting of the Baltimore City Council last night, legislators introduced a package of bills aimed at modernizing the office of the city comptroller. One of the measures would require real estate records to be maintained in an online public database instead of a, quote, well-bound leather book. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
The bills were introduced on behalf of Comptroller Bill Henry, who entered the office late last year. He campaigned as an agent of change poised to bring transparency to the office, previously held by Joan Pratt for more than 25 years. A large portion of that campaign centered on what Henry called out-of-date practices within the comptroller's office, like using typewriters. One bill introduced on Henry's behalf would repeal a portion of city code.
Right now, the city code requires that the Office of Real Estate maintained, and I'm quoting, a well-bound leather book containing all of the properties owned by the city. And we would like to upgrade that to something that allows for an online, more transparent, more open, more accessible way of maintaining that information.
Something like an online database, the Democrat says. Another bill would repeal a piece of city code that says the comptroller is the clerk of the city spending board. Clerks conduct duties like reading absentations and bids at Board of Estimates meetings. Henry wants to reassign those duties to a designee. A third bill from Henry aims to democratize and bolster oversight of Baltimore's process of purchasing insurance, which covers everything from cyber attacks to health care plans for city employees. Current city code requires the comptroller purchase the insurance package at the direction of the Insurance and Risk Management Committee. Again, here's Henry.
Right now, the code is extraordinarily vague and broad in describing how we oversee any decisions that are made in terms of procuring insurance for the city's activities. Literally, the current law just says the mayor will appoint a commission with some number of members, and they will meet when they meet, and we wanted to provide a little bit more rigidity to that.
The bill would add the city solicitor, the mayor, the comptroller, the director of finance, and two city council appointees to the committee and require that they meet at least biannually. Henry's office called the legislation the first significant bills to come from a comptroller. Previously, the office only introduced legislation relating to the Department of Real Estate. City lawmakers also saw a new bill from Councilman Christopher Burnett, Zeke Cohen, and Ryan Dorsey that aims to send financial relief to artists. Their bill calls on Mayor Brandon Scott to invest at least $1 million of any future COVID-19 federal relief funds into an emergency fund for Baltimore artists. The bill was born from a suggestion of the Maryland Citizens for the Arts, Dorsey says.
Artists have largely been left out of unemployment benefits because so many are self-employed. And even when they do work additional other jobs, often those jobs are part-time jobs that are inconsistent work.
Members of the council do not have the authority to govern relief spending themselves. Dorsey says the hope is to have a hearing in which artists can speak about their value to the community and the importance of designated relief.
Without them, our city and our lives would not be the same.
Councilwoman Odette Ramos withdrew her bill to delay the city's annual tax sale after questions from the city's law department over whether the council had the authority to do so. Instead, she says she'll circulate a letter asking Mayor Scott to delay the sale. Ramos also called for a hearing to amplify those whose properties have landed on this year's sale list. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.